Hello, party people. Welcome back to another episode of The Source.
Party people on a Friday night.
Don was in the worst mood.
Past tense.
He was in the worst mood. Like, he got home and was just grumpy. Like, it's a Friday night. You guys listened to last week's episode. Life is good. But he was just so grumpy. So anyway, we poured ourselves a glass of wine. I ordered a case of the wine that we fell in love with in Milan and surprised Don with it. So we are having a glass of that wine. Life is good, right?
No, life is great. Like, I mean,
are you grumpy?
No, sometimes you don't have to have a reason.
True.
Sometimes you can just have a mood.
True.
Like, and I said to you, I was like, babe, I'm just grumpy right now.
That can be one of our tips. Someone asked for marriage tips. That's a marriage tip.
That actually is.
That's something that we do.
We announce our situation.
Yes.
Instead of leaving it up to the other person to figure out and then
or to be like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Like, so he's grumpy. He must be pissed off at me. What did I do? What did I do?
We just announce it.
Yeah.
It's like a royal announcement because I just sat down.
Royal announcement.
I'm feeling grumpy. Wow. No, I think like sometimes you're just allowed to, if you feel grumpy,
100%.
If you're feeling shit, if you feel like you're in a bad mood and it's not the other person's fault, just say, hey, I'm in a grumpy mood. But, you know, I was like, I'll shake it off and I'll bounce back. And then I try to have a look online to buy grilled and not one person delivers grilled in our area. So
annoying.
That was a bit of a backfire because that put me deeper in my grump pit.
Yeah. But I feel like that's such a important, like it's a good trait to do. I say it to everyone, to staff, my friends, everyone. If I'm in a bad mood, I'll be like, I'm pretty grumpy today.
No, because when you say it, I find it quite sexy. I find it's such a cute thing. You'll say to me, Poss, I'm grumpy. And I'm like, oh, mommy, Poss, come here. You look so grumpy.
But I do. And even dad complimented me on that trait.
Hopefully not the same way.
Not in the same way, don't worry. But like he complimented me and was like, I just like that you will just say it because it means that like no one around you is like second guessing themselves and thinking, oh, like what did I do? What did I do wrong? Like I'm the bad person. People can sometimes just be moody and that's that. If you're moody, just tell the person that you're moody and try your hardest not to be rude.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, to your credit, and you know, the podcast is not about just giving compliments to you, but I was thinking about this because like I know for a fact I definitely have mood swings. Like I know for a fact that like I have ups and downs and you know, I have different mood swings and I think to myself, I look at my family and I remember my grandmother and my mom and my aunts. A lot of the women in my family had crazy mood swings. So it was, I know women get a big rap for being moody and difficult and whatever, but in our relationship it's quite the opposite because I'm the moody one. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, you don't really have mood swings.
Thank you. I'm a chiller.
No, it was perplexing. It was confusing. I was like, fuck, this is twisted.
We can't have two moody people in the relationship.
No, but it's not normal. It's not normal for you to be this stable.
I'm pretty balanced, yeah.
It's quite interesting, hey? Like you'll definitely, I know you definitely suffer from anxiety or used to suffer from anxiety pretty bad. So you'd have like those types of moods or those types of emotions, but you wouldn't just like wake up grumpy. Or if you have woken up grumpy, you'll say, babe, I'm grumpy, leave me alone. Or we'll make a joke about it. And then I just know to give you space for a minute.
But, yeah. And then I can switch my mood eventually.
Yeah. So I think the diagnosis that women are super moody and grumpy is
wrong.
Is misplaced.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
This wine is so freaking good.
I know. I'll post a picture of my story when this pod comes out. So
please don't, because everyone goes and buys it. And there's a national shortage.
Don't worry about it, guys.
Of my favorite wine.
So it's Friday night. We're going to go get grilled soon. You guys loved last week's episode. I'm so happy.
You really put us under pressure to do this one.
Yeah, people were saying it commitment. Like changed their lives and it's like therapy for them.
I don't want that pressure on
That's
me.
That's amazing. I do. I love that you guys are taking something from it and I hope you are all walking around saying how good is life because life really, truly is amazing.
Walking on some.
What?
It's a song.
Oh, interesting. So for today's topic, I have come prepared. Don just turns up to the recording. And
that's just like my whole life though. Like everyone thinks like I'm super prepared and everything.
You are though. Like you get briefed before things.
Yeah, okay.
You do get briefed. Give yourself some credit.
But I really
this podcast
just make
is
it
turning
up
so
this.
Like sappy and loving. Give yourself compliment central, disgusting. Stay tuned. Don't turn it off, guys. We'll stop, I promise.
Keep it coming. What do you mean? Keep it coming. That's another tip for relationships. Tell your person how much you love them.
Yeah, you have to just like your person. I was at dinner with a friend last night and we were just talking about a relationship tip. Both Patrice and I have been in a relationship for a long time. you just have to like a person. Like at the end of the day, Don is my favorite person to hang out with. If I could pick anyone in the world to do anything with, it would be Don. Like you just have to be good friends and like genuinely like your person. Like think about their personality, think about the way they are. I'd be like, I like obviously love them, but you just have to like the person.
Yeah.
Want to be in their presence.
Because you know, and be honest, we all have family that we love, but you don't like. So you don't necessarily want to hang out with people. Like it's not like a friendship or a friend where you can choose not to love or like someone. Sometimes you love people but you don't like them. We like each other.
I like you.
Yeah. I like you.
I like you too.
And I'm glad I get to hang out with you every single day of my life.
So for the topics of this episode.
This podcast is so gross.
No, I'm trying to flip it. It's a bit too lovey-dovey for my liking.
Stop. I love you.
Love you too. For our podcast topic tonight, I thought we'd talk about our morning routines because people ask about my morning routine and I'm sure they're interested in yours as well. Your morning routine is a little bit crazier than mine. So want to start? I just thought we could maybe share like our morning routine, how it sets us up for the day, things you like doing and like kind of why you choose to do your mornings the way that you do because they are very opposite to my mornings.
I think the most important thing in life that a lot of people don't focus on is routine, the concept of routine. And for me, if you have a good applied routine in your life, you have something I call controlled happiness. You can predict and control your happiness. So the way I look at it, like there's two parts of my day that have to fundamentally go the same way. It's my morning and my night. If I can control my morning and I can control my night, I have what I call controlled happiness. So I think it is so important to have routine because you can build an expectation and manage your happiness. So for me, it's super important to have some alone time in the morning to clear my thoughts and to have a minute just to think. Like a lot of my job and a lot of my responsibility comes from my brain. You know, it comes from me thinking up creative ideas, thinking up designs, thinking up shows, thinking up all the creatives that drive our business. But more than that, I need time to think through our problems. I need time to think through the dilemmas we have. I need time to think about all the shit we're going through or at times. So it's super important for me to separate myself and have a minute just to think. And the only time I get really is when everyone else is sleeping. That's the number one reason I get up at 4 every day, so that I have a minute just to process and find.
Yes, he said 4 a.m. every single day. No, not on weekends.
And to be honest, it's my favorite time of the day because it's just me and my thoughts.
It's quite rude, but okay.
No, it's one of the nicest things. Like, guys, try this. I know after you get over the initial shock of being up super early, just wake up before the rest of the world because I have this thing in mind that every single person, if everyone's awake at the same time, the energy in the world is a bit more chaotic, right? So if everyone's resting, there seems to be like a calmer spirit.
You get stillness.
Yeah.
Stillness and peace.
Stillness then peace. That's what it is. So just take a minute and wake up at 4, have your coffee. So you
wake up before the rest of your house. It doesn't have to be 4 a.m. You'll still get stillness.
I still think wake up. There's something about 4. You're beating the world. Wake up at 4 and just take a minute and just listen to the world. It's quiet. And at that time, you have peace. 5 o'clock, things start getting busy. Everyone else tries to hit the 5 o'clock club.
5 a.m. club.
Beat everyone. Get up at 4. So see, here's the thing. It is hard every morning for me. People think that it's easy these days. It's not really. It's hard to get up at 4. But for me, if I can commit and get up at 4, even if it is super hard and I'm tired or whatever, and I'm able to get to the gym, I'm able to train, I feel like I've already won. Like I've set my day up with victory. I've set my day up with my first commitment to myself. So I set my day up winning. Just by hitting the same time every day, I hit my day with winning.
And that's how you build confidence as well. People say, how do you build confidence? And it's that you keep the promises that you make to yourself.
That's like one of the best quotes.
Yeah, and it's true because that's literally how you build confidence. You keep the promises that you make to yourself. And you make a promise that you're going to wake up at 4 a.m. every day and go to the gym. And you do. So you feel confident because you believe in yourself.
It's like small little victories. Huge successes come from small little victories. Like you couldn't have articulated any better. So I get up at 4. I train first thing. I'm done. I'm usually done just after 5:30, at which point I'll be home and I'll get ready again. Like for those first 2 hours of the day, it's just me and my thoughts. And then I'll get to work at about 6 to 6:30 most mornings. And I start my day off exactly the same. Like the routine is exactly the same. I get to the office gym at 4:13 every single morning at the same time. It's weird because you get into like this autopilot setting. It's funny. I'll drive over this one speed bump every morning and I try and time it because as I get over the speed bump, the alarm for my 4:15 alarm goes off, which is, I find that that routine and that it's like a little goal. If you wish.
I feel like I'm at you with all the quotes, but someone said like you don't always have motivation, but you can always have routine. And that's what keeps you going and keeps you not, I don't know what the word is. It doesn't keep you motivated, but you can't always rely on motivation. You have to just rely on a routine.
Well, here's the thing. I always say this. This is another quote. Overthinking kills dreams. And it's as simple as, you know, you wake up. The first thought we have is, oh, I'm so tired. I want to go back to bed, put my alarm off. Like in that moment, like you've just negotiated with yourself. And I've learned that, you know, if you say something, you just do it. Don't think about it. Don't overthink about it. Don't change your thoughts. Don't negotiate with yourself. In that example, just get up, commit every day and get over with it. After you've had your first coffee and you start your day, within the next 30 minutes, you're awake and you're good to go. You know this, babe. Like when you've had to get up super early, you always say to me, oh, this is actually fine. This is easy.
It's so funny. When you actually have to, like if you're catching a flight or you have a meeting or you've got something and you actually have to wake up early, you can just do it. And even if I don't have coffee and I need to wake up, I can do it. You know, touch wood doesn't happen anytime soon. Touch wood, find the wood. A fire alarm would go off or something and you can get out of bed immediately, right? Because you have to. It's like you don't have time to think. You just have to do it. And it's the same with like a morning routine. You just go to make sure you have to do it and you can do it.
And by the way, I'm not saying in my example, like everyone should get up at 4. I know that sleep is super important and I appreciate and respect that we have to sleep 8+ hours and that's what science has told us, et cetera. I respect that. I think like just learn from the principle of the concept of what we're trying to share today. Like find your routine, find your sweet spot.
Do you check your phone when you wake up?
First thing I do is check my phone.
Yeah.
First thing, you know, and I've heard the emails. Podcast and I've read, I address everything first minute. You know, there's people that say, don't turn your phone on for an hour or two. My response is, I don't think you're running a big company.
Mm.
You know, respect to you. And I'll challenge any person on that. I don't think you're running a company with 100 employees in different time zones.
Mm.
For my peace of mind and for my mental sanity, I have to wake up and address the problems because then I can continue.
Yep.
If I don't, and I know that my email's packed and I'm awake for the next 2 hours, I'm not going to have that peace of mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to be thinking about, it's impossible for me to separate myself from having to worry about what's happening on social media, what's happening on email. I don't agree with that concept for me. And I appreciate that, you know, for some people, that's the way it has to be, but I can't do it.
I totally agree because I'll talk about my routine once you're done with yours. Yeah. But I think that
I'm still in the morning. I'm still at 6 a.m.
But I think that like if for a lot of people that, you know, just check their phone and then they're mindlessly scrolling for an hour, then you don't need to check your phone because it's nothing pressing. But, you know, your emails are pressing. So it's different. I don't think the rule applies.
Yeah. And I also want to say, I think people make your own rules. Like if you've found for you and your peace and your routine, if you've decided, look, scrolling through Instagram for the first thing in the morning gives me anxiety for the rest of my day, then fine, make the adjustment, whatever works for you. But sometimes I find like if you scroll through Instagram for the first thing in the morning, it's quite inspiring because you're like, fuck, that's a cool outfit. I'm going to wear that. Or wow, these Don's at the gym at 4 a.m. Shit, I better get up. Or I don't think there's one rule for everyone. But anyway, my routine at this point, we're at, I think just after 6, I'm at the office and I start my daily routine in the office the same way. And it starts with me sitting down. I'll open up my diary exactly the same way. On the left-hand side, I'll write stacks. In the middle, I'll write second left. On the right-hand side, I'll write creative design. And in those three columns, I'll list every single thing I have to do today. Even if it's been listed yesterday and I haven't gotten to it, I'll make my list today. And from that point on, it's free fall. Whatever happens after that is just me getting through the day and killing it. So that is my routine. It is so important for me and my controlled happiness. Tell us about your routine, babes.
My routine is a little bit different, but I like to wake up at 5:55. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but like any angel number I'm here for. So my alarm is at 5:55 now. And I wake up.
I thought your number was 333.
It is, but I'm not waking up at 3:33 a.m. Ideally, I'd like to wake up at like 666, but unfortunately that's just not an option on my alarm. So I am a 5:55 girl at the moment. I tried the 5 a.m. club. It's just, I need sleep. I'm a sleepy gal. So it's 5:55 for me. I wake up and
doesn't 5:55 also mean love in?
Oh, I think it does. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wake up and Don will either bring me a coffee, which is really sweet because he gets home from the gym at about that time, or I will go and make a pre-workout. So I always work out first thing in the morning as well. But while I'm in bed drinking my pre-workout or drinking my coffee, I'm on my phone, I'm checking emails, I'm replying on Stack's Instagram. And again, like I tried to not go on my phone because that's what everyone tells you to do for the first couple of hours. Like I did it for like a week. And then I ended up just having so much more work to do throughout the day.
And more anxiety.
And more anxiety because I know when I wake up, I know that there's pressing issues that I need to deal with. So it's just avoiding them. It's like avoidance. And then I spend the next couple of hours in my mind knowing that I need to avoid things. Like I'm someone that if there's a problem, just deal with it straight away. Like that's my mentality. Get it over and done with. And I'm able to put out fires before my pre-workout or my coffee has even kicked in the morning. So it really depends. If I have like PT, so I do PT, I have a trainer a couple of times a week. Obviously I'm more on a time like constraint. So I will then go straight to the office gym and work out. And then when I get back, I continue on DMs and Instagram, emails, things like that, doing business. And then it just depending on what I'm doing for the rest of the day, I'll get ready. But as soon as I'm ready or I'm about to start work, I'll make my to-do list. My to-do list is the same, similar to Dawn. So I write everything in my Louis planner. You guys always ask about it. So yeah, my day-to-day like scheduling is in like Google Calendar, Outlook Calendar, but I write my to-do list in my daily planner. So I will again write the same. If I didn't get something done yesterday, it goes into today's to-do list. And I always start with the hardest task first and I work my way through that. So I work out first thing in the morning all the time because if I don't, then I'm not going to work out. Like the day will get away from me. Plus I stay at work. Don and I will stay at work until the work is done. That's something that, especially on a Monday, we will often work really late into the evening. So there's no way I'm going to work out after that. But I love doing that because I get through so much on a Monday. It really sets my week up to be not as big and not as stressful as the Monday.
I think the thing that's interesting about your routine or your work week as well, which is different to mine, is 90% of my work week is contact hours in office, right? So
yes. Like
you do a lot of work remote. So you do a lot of work from home or you'd be doing meetings, you'd be doing appointments.
Mm.
You're not a 4 to 8 or 9 to 5 in office.
Yeah.
That's not your role.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes it's a bit harder because you have to like structure and plan your day with a lot more, I guess, strategy to get through everything because you don't have the routine of like, all right, get to the office and I smash out all my meetings. Like you'll sometimes have to come to the office for a meeting,
yeah,
go home or come in later in the day and then stay back.
Yeah. The time I arrive in the office really is to do with like what's going on. So like on Mondays, I've got to be at the office for like the PR and marketing meeting. And
for all the meetings, Mondays is where we get hammered.
Yeah. But Monday, like my first meeting is that one. So that's the time I have to be in the office. But Tuesday, I might not have to come into the office until, you know, the afternoon because that's when I've got a meeting or something like that. But I'm still waking up at 5:55 every morning. I'm still working out. I'm still getting it done because like we said, you can't always rely on motivation, but you can always rely on a routine. Just getting like a workout done first thing in the morning is so important to me because it gets the hardest part of your day out of the way. If you can get through your workout and you absolutely smash it, because at the end of the workout, I feel so proud of myself. I feel like I can take on the world. So I will work out and the endorphins are high and I love it. After I work out, I'll get ready for the day. I listen to a motivational podcast or an ebook. I'm listening to an Ed Milet ebook at the moment, which I love. So in the mornings, I'm listening to motivation. I'm listening to interviews, podcasts, ebooks, things like that. In the evening, when I'm like taking off my makeup, doing my skincare, I'm listening to like Flex and Frooms, like funny, the girls' bathroom, things like that, like nice, chill, funny podcasts, takes the pressure off. But I like listening to like something inspirational, motivational, something like The Source with Don and Till in the morning because it puts me in that good mood for the day as well. So I love that.
I think it's so important. I think like so many people are different. You got to find what works for you.
But yeah.
When you were saying, I was thinking about one thing and we always make excuses and we always can find a problem for every solution. But let's assume your goal is to get to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Or your goal is to train. When you take a step back and you think about it, right, it's quite easy. All you have to do is set those 3 days a week. You know, if it's Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 a.m., that's your gym time. there really isn't a reason that you can't attend.
Yeah.
Like when you really think about it, there isn't a reason why you can't win at those three goals, because all you have to do is show up. Like I go back to what I was saying earlier, like the negotiation you put yourself through by deciding, oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, I got so much to do. I just couldn't be bothered, blah, blah. Like that whole thought process that you inflicting in your mind to yourself. If you stop that and if you just say to yourself, look, I'm just going to arrive and show up. Don't think about how hard the workout's going to be. Don't. Your number one goal there is just to show up.
And I feel like negotiating with yourself is so much harder than just getting out of bed, putting your activewear on and going to the gym.
Yeah.
And then as well, if you're negotiating with yourself, for example, for me, if I'm like, oh, I don't want to work out, don't want to work out, I don't fall back asleep. I just lie in bed thinking, oh, fuck, I should be working out. Should I work out? So I should have just gotten up and done what I said I would do the night before and kept that promise to myself.
Yeah.
Because then you feel crap the whole day if you don't.
You just have to commit. You just gotta show up. You know, there's been that many times where I've rocked up to the gym at 4:15 and I feel tired and I'm trying to lift and I just honestly couldn't be bothered. So I'll just jump on the treadmill.
Yeah.
But I don't beat myself up because I'm like, I still showed up. Mm-hmm. And I'm not chasing fitness goals here, right? Like I'm not trying to lift heavy anymore. I'm not trying to do, I've done that. Like my goal is just to have my hour to myself. And if I'm spending 40 minutes on the treadmill on incline and building a sweat and I get to watch TikToks and I get to think, that is a win for me. So, yeah. So don't put the pressure on yourself to reach those results. And if you don't hit that at the end, kick yourself in the face. Like, you just have to show up. That's the most important part. And I want to say, like, I feel like this advice you can apply to pretty much every aspect of your life.
Mm.
You know, I look at one of the things I found super hard this year is we're building our August show, our next second Life season 2 runway show. And it's the most complex collection I've ever built and ever worked on. And I found it very hard to build this time around just because we have so much going on. So I remember when we traveled in December, right? I remember taking all the work with us to do, and I was going to spend time doing it, but I just didn't do it because I didn't commit. I didn't show up. Do you know what I mean? Like, why I'm saying that is because if you've made commitments, just commit.
Yeah.
Just show up and get it done.
It's so funny that you say that because Bronte, my PT, and I were talking the other day, and we said one thing that we love about each other is that we'll say, like, okay, like we work out now on Mondays and Wednesdays. So on Monday after the training, we'll say, see you Wednesday. And then we don't talk. And on Wednesday at 7 a.m., I will see her. And she knows that I'm going to be there at 7 a.m. because we just, if we say we're going to do something, we do it. And that is a trait. I actually remember when we first got together and you were doing, like, you were just stacks. I wasn't involved whatsoever. But I said to you, I am reliable. And if you need me to do something or be somewhere for you, I will be. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And that is something that, like, I think is such an important trait in people. It's something I love in Bronte. It's something I love in you. Because if we say that we're going to do something, we're going to be there, it's going to happen, you know? For example, even like if you book a dinner a couple of months in advance with someone and you put it in your diary, it's nice to know that person. It's nice to have the faith and the trust in the person that you book something with, that they have this, like, they have this personality trait that if you say, okay, we're going to do dinner on this night, it's in 3 weeks away, see you there, they're going to be there. That is a winning trait, I think.
The quality of that in a person is one of the most attractive and outstanding traits. It's funny because I'm going to give credit where credit's due. You know who I think of when I hear that?
Flex.
Whoa.
Yep. That's funny.
Lillian.
Yep.
Flex, one of our
besties. Flex mommy, yeah.
You know, with her,
That's so funny. We both thought of her.
It's funny. Like, with this friend of ours, we have this relationship where we are incredibly busy individuals, you know, all three of us independently. But when we say we're going to do something or commit or message or whatever, we're going to show up. It's not even a question of like, hey, just checking, are we still catching up? It's like, we know we're going to link up at this point.
Yep.
Or we know we're going to meet each other at an event, or we know, or a dinner, and we're going to show up. And she is super reliable.
Yeah, she's there. Like, last time we saw her, I remember I texted her on the day and I was like, see you tonight. And she's like, you bet. We hadn't spoken for weeks and weeks and weeks, But we saw her that night. It was amazing. And it's just, it's such a great trait. And it goes back to just keeping commitments that you make to yourself and others. I love it.
Guys, if you've listened to this and you follow Flex Mummy on Instagram, do it. Post the podcast and tag her because we have to share the love. She's an angel.
I don't know. I was going to ask another question, but I think that's probably enough.
Yeah, we've been.
We're good for today. I didn't expect the morning routine to go on. Don was grumpy, so I came prepared with like quite a few topics to breeze through.
You gave me a wine, baby, and I am fine.
So I think that we're good for today. That's it. Morning routine, done and dusted.
Guys, I'm going to leave you with the one line that someone once shared with me that I'm reflecting on right now. Honor your commitments. If you say you're going to do something, show up. Always. It is one of the best characteristics you can have as a human being is the sense of being reliable. If people think you're reliable, if people know you're going to show up for them or show up to your commitments, you will win 110%. Are you choking up? Was that deep?
That was very deep. I have a frog in my throat, but absolutely. That was, reliability is like a number one quality that I like in people. So amen.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We love you. We're going to get some burgers now. Enjoy your week because you'll be listening to us on the Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out.
Bye.